Clouds sweep over a desert with a single tree growing atop a sand dune. The tree flips like a mirror image to become a shiny logo in the sky. Odd Lot Entertainment. A stiff wind blows trash past a rusty arrow-shaped sign. Trash collects on the sign to form a rocket ship which blasts off. Route 1 Entertainment. Text appears over black. Odd Lot Entertainment presents, in association with Route 1 Entertainment / Union Investment Partners, a Wear It in Good Health production.
Is this good?
No.
Sorry, lower?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Labor Day, 1995.
This is awesome.
A couple has sex doggy style against a tree.
You can come if you want to.
Okay, I'm about to.
Good.
Are you gonna come?
She swats at a fly, then freezes.
Did you hear that?
Huh?
Like a woodland creature pitter-patter?
Okay. The plan is to have sex in the woods.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Because
I kind of feel like maybe you're not into it.
Ew!
Oh, oh God!
Oh, my God!
What is it?
Sorry,
what is it?
A bug. Sorry.
Okay.
Spider.
They put their clothes back on.
I'm sorry.
Oh. No, it's okay. It's cool.
I'm not a woodland person.
Okay. Do you want me to help you finish, or what do you...
No. My parents.
Okay.
Let's get in the car.
Lights, trash,
door. Heaven's gonna be a nightmare.
Bye, now. See you next summer.
The couple hikes out of the woods.
What did you put in these bags?
I have no idea.
Like dead bodies.
Here, here. Up front, please.
Pat, can I help with anything?
Allie. No.
I rode bitch here.
No, okay,
okay.
Just
okay.
No, and you can ride it back.
I don't want to.
You got the side.
Well,
guys, I can sit in the middle.
They dance as they drive away from Lake Louisa.
Bring me a high island.
Unmoving, Allie frowns at her family.
Bring me a high island. Oh.
Bring me a high island.
Oh, Dana.
It's great.
What?
Ring.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Break me a higher love. Like you have to break me if you want me to love, like, on such a high plane.
Alan, is it bring or break?
Ben's right, sweetie. Bring.
Break?
Allie, I revised the Michigan app, so do you want to talk through the comments with me, or?
Not really, because I don't want to go there.
Honey, you need to cast a wide net.
Yeah, I'm sorry my future's so stressful for you, but I'm not applying there.
I didn't say it was stressful.
Guys, you really need to get a grip, okay? Because Allie doesn't want to go anywhere unless everybody wears berets and they all smoke clove cigarettes and they all make their own hummus, but they eat it out of Frisbees.
I can see your boyfriend's cum stain.
Allie!
Shut up! It's her fiancé. You can see her fiancé's cum stain.
God, it smells like a Katie Lang concert down there.
Ladies,
can we take a chill pill, please?
Fuck you! Okay, it's not new for me to be able to say swears. I'm out.
Guys, relax.
The car veers across the center line, then swerves to correct. Landline. Now the Manhattan skyline glows at night. In their apartment, Pat carries a newspaper and a bowl of food past Alan, who writes at a desktop computer.
Unfold it and then you have yourself a dental dam. But of course, I'm going to be using this later, so I don't want to ruin this later.
She peeks into Allie's room.
Suck my dick. Yeah, Kim Deal's my hero.
With the TV on, she talks on the phone and doodles in a notebook.
School starts in 8 hours.
Okay, give me 7 seconds.
It's after midnight.
I'm getting off.
Good night, Jed.
No, I think she has a crush on you.
Allie.
Okay, good night.
Allie hangs up the corded phone.
Jed speaks. What was he saying?
I don't know. Butt stuff.
Oh, I love you. Good night.
She leaves, and Allie turns back to her notebook.
Love you.
A list has Summer Reading and Pixies Show crossed off. Number 3 reads, blah, blah, blah. I know labels are meaningless, but I really missed you this summer, and I feel really connected. Daytime. Dana toys with her engagement ring as she walks to work.
Thank you.
This is for you.
Great belt.
At her desk, she scratches her elbow.
Oh, I think I'm getting a rash.
You gotta stop touching that.
So is this guy you're seeing, is this the, what do you call it? Smash slam poetry?
No, I broke up with him. No, this guy is a performance artist. Major upgrade. We ended up drinking on his roof and having one of those epic conversations till the sun comes up. You know the kind?
Ben and I spent 3 hours at Blockbuster.
And, we got Curly Sue.
Sexual.
It's a good film. In fact, it's really funny.
At Jed's place.
Mr. Rubicki has got a very small dicky.
Jed lights a pipe as Allie plays guitar.
He lost it in his car. His dick has traveled so far. Go and kick him in the nuts. He's a motherfucking putz.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all I have.
That was the best song ever.
Do you have any perfume? My mom's like a drug sniffing dog or.
Perfume? I don't think dudes wear.
It's like some of that man spray.
This stuff?
Yes.
There you go.
Okay. Spray me.
Okay. Right.
Whoa, that's a lot. I didn't want a lot.
They kiss. Later, Allie returns home.
Hi.
Hey there.
She drops her bag on the table.
Floor, please.
She moves it. Pat kisses her cheek and notices a white stain on her overalls.
What is that? You got schmutz all over here.
She takes off her daughter's beanie.
Did you parallel park yet? I'm very good at it, so it should be a cinch for you.
Smells good.
Don't get too excited. It's leftovers.
Alan trips over Allie's boots.
You know, when kids in my class wore shoes like this, it meant they had polio.
Yes, they do look a little corrective.
What did you do today?
Crack.
You know what I did? I wrote beautiful copy for fake Oreos. Anyone for a yum yum?
Yeah.
Honey, that stuff will give you cancer.
Guess what? George offered to host a reading of my play at his house.
That's great, honey. Plenty of booze, no food, bunch of self-righteous Upper West Siders. Hey, has anyone spoken to Dana this week? There is a sale at Kleinfeld's.
Can they pick a date? Because I bet it's my birthday.
No, not yet. I was hoping the dress would sort of get her excited. But
so you'll come to the reading then?
I don't know. Are you inviting me?
I want the whole family. You, Allie, me, Ben, and, you know, what's her face? The one with the D.
Yes, Dana.
Douchebag.
Hey. My name is not Douchebag. It's too German. Douchebag. Dana Douchebag.
Ben brushes his teeth as he and Dana shower together.
Okay, switch. Okay, I need to wash.
Okay, hold on. Wait a second. What's that?
What?
Right there, that rash.
He spits.
Oh my God. Come on.
Sorry. It's on your arm, too.
I've been itchy all week.
Well, I think you might have poison ivy.
What?
She taps his shoulder.
Excuse me.
What?
How did I get poison ivy?
That was a joint decision.
It's probably in my vagina.
You want me to look?
No.
Jeez. I should probably pee on you.
That move is for jellyfish. I'm not stupid.
No, it's from poison ivy, too.
I know.
I think it is.
Do you want to pee on me?
Here we go.
No. What do you just have? Are you doing it?
Just quiet down.
I can't pee on command before I change my mind. Do it.
Okay, there
do
it is.
Do it. Oh my God.
You want me to stop?
No.
No?
I like it.
Later at a party.
He was touring with the Grateful Dead for like many months, so I don't even know where what this place is.
Touring.
Or what it
he
is.
Was following them.
Yeah,
probably
he was
has
like
lights.
Making grilled cheese sandwiches in the parking lot.
The hosts step over as they enter.
Hey, Robbie!
God.
Oh my God, look at you!
Yeah, mean. Look at me, look at you!
You're back!
Embrace me, brother. Embrace me.
You get a head hug, too.
Hi, I'm Ben. What's your name?
She nods and shakes his hand.
This is Table.
Table?
Off the bat, she's taking the silence.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Just in time for the party.
Dude, we gotta catch up.
Yeah, let's catch up. You good?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's so good.
Sorry.
Okay. Let's go.
Benjamin.
Look at this.
Benjamin.
Guys, are you the maker of the tables as well?
Dana notices a friend from college, Nate, mingling across the room. He catches her eye and shrugs. Dana warms into a smile. Later, they chat over drinks.
Did you see what Ravi's new look is?
I think he sews them himself.
Can you imagine the Ravi we knew in college?
Yeah,
looking into the future and seeing this?
I know. Well, I guess it's the
influence of, you know, Mrs. Table.
He's soon to be Mr. Table.
Mr. Table, yeah. Hey, good for him, you know?
It's really sweet.
I'm still looking for my tape. I really am, though. This girl I was just with showed up to a date wearing a ski mask. Serious, she said she wanted to know my personality before I knew her face.
Was she a normal person?
She was kind of a mean drunk. I'm really happy to see that you never kicked your snort.
I don't want to talk about it.
This one made it on a footloom. It was slamming.
Across the room, Ben sits with Ravi and Table. He glances to Dana and sees her laying her hand on top of Nate's.
What is that?
He checks out her ring.
An engagement ring.
You finally did it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nate swigs his 40 as Ben watches them from across the party. Later, Dana lies with her head in Ben's lap as they ride in a cab. He massages her shoulder and gazes out the window. As the city lights seep into the cab and wash over Dana, she stares off pensively. Allie steps into her apartment building's stairwell wearing pajamas and socks. She sets her shoes on the floor, then squats to retrieve a garbage bag from behind a pipe. She pulls out clothes and makeup. She puts on baggy pants, a track jacket, and a beanie, then applies lip gloss and clips a beret to her dark hair. At a club, ravers with glow sticks groove on a darkened dance floor under strobe lights. A girl weaves through the crowd to find Allie dancing with Jed. She dances up on Allie from behind, then whispers into her ear.
Come with me!
She grins and shimmies away. Allie leans to Jed.
I'm gonna go with Sophie.
That's so whack.
She kisses him and hurries off.
It'll help me study.
He watches her go and keeps dancing. On a couch, Sophie opens a bag of powder.
It's not coke. I know, it's H. Holy shit. Are we really just gonna do this right now? I did it with Danny last week. It's really not scary. It's like climbing back into the womb. You don't even have to do that much.
Sophie scoops some up with a key, plugs one nostril, and snorts it. She loads up another bump and brings it to Allie's nose.
Call my mom if I die.
She snorts it and rubs her nose. The friends peer at each other, then lean back and settle into the couch as their eyelids grow heavy. Sophie rubs a limp hand across her face. Allie stares at Jed on the dance floor, her mouth hanging open. His smile fades as he notices her nodding off. Back at home, Allie fills a glass of water and takes a sip. She braces herself against the sink and rubs her eyes and nose, then drinks more water. She walks through the dim apartment. Sitting at the computer, she sets down her glass, then searches through 3.5-inch floppy disks on the desk. She finds one labeled Allie's School Shit 95 and tries to shove it into the slot. A disk already inserted opens an icon named Alan on the desktop. She clicks it and scrolls through a list of files named by dates going back to September 4th, 1994. She opens the first one to find a poem. Your smell haunts me like a dirty nightmare. Your nipples dance on my torso like raindrops on a tin ceiling. I've been waiting for years. My firm hand on your red rosy bottom. I can't, I won't, finish without you. My darling C for eternity. Another reads, I carry her and she me, burrowed so deeply into my soul that she became it. She opens, wide, a sly smile across her lips. My lips graze her lips, and her lips. Fingertips meet an arched back. I have found the top of the bottom of the peach.
Holy fuck, Dad.
She scans the line, my darling, see for eternity. Yours, Alan. Allie tightens her jaw and clicks print. She leans back in her seat as paper slides from a dot matrix printer. Morning, Alan works out on a rowing machine as Pat tweezes her body hair.
Ah, gotcha.
Doesn't that hurt?
This from the guy who's gonna row over his own balls.
On TV, Hillary Clinton wears a pink suit.
Wow, I love that suit.
Traffic is gonna be a nightmare. We better leave soon.
I thought we were gonna talk to Allie.
Can we talk tonight? She's not going clubbing in the middle of the day.
She went out again last night. I saw her pile of clothes when I took out the trash.
Detective Pat.
Now, God forbid she dislike you for 5 seconds.
This is not me leaving you to be bad cop, all right?
Bad cop. Barely a crossing guard.
I really will talk to her tonight. I promise.
What do you think? 2 weeks, no phone? And that includes Jed.
You know the boy's name.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
She tries to step around him, but Alan blocks her, holding up a hand.
Mm-hmm. What are you, a mime?
Yeah, yes, I studied in France, actually. I'm a crossing guard. And you can't pass without paying the toll.
She gives him a quick peck, and he kisses her neck as she brushes past him. He turns to the TV.
We may help bring new dignity and respect.
That is a nice suit.
You up?
Wearing a bathrobe, Pat carries a plate of breakfast into Allie's room to find it empty with a post-it note on the pillow. Left early for student government.
Bullshit.
She crumples the note and works her jaw. Downtown, the morning sunlight reflects off skyscraper windows. Allie waits on a street corner, smoking a cigarette with her hand on her hip. She watches her father step into his office building. Then she uses a payphone.
McCann Erickson.
Mr. Jacobs, please.
May I ask who's calling?
Tell him it's C.
Please hold.
I'll hold.
She shifts her weight and puffs her cigarette, then quickly hangs up. At work, Pat wears a pink suit and stands at a conference table full of men.
We all know what we're breathing. And whether or not he knows it, it's the same air that jackass Giuliani is breathing. He's pouring all his money into the police department. Meanwhile, the rest of us need to fight for a different kind of enforcement.
In the hall.
Pat, Solid Waste Disposal Reforms is pushing to 3 p.m.
Okay.
Grannis is online too, and Congressman Hinchy just called about the cement plants again.
Okay.
Also, Iris from Dalton called. Alexandra hasn't signed in yet.
Alexandra has the flu.
Oh, again? Try ginseng.
I don't know what that is. I'll take Grannis now.
Dana leaves work with a coworker and they part ways. She heads down a sidewalk and drops trash in a garbage can. She steps to a payphone, digs change from her jacket pocket, and plugs coins into the slot before dialing a number.
You have 4 messages.
Dana, it's Laura. You haven't gotten back to me about book club. You said you were bringing the Mahjong tiles.
Hey, babe, I'm gonna be home late, having some drinks with some work peeps tonight. Can you grab some toilet paper?
Hi, this message is for Dana Jacobs. This is Samuel from the water club. If you're still interested in having your wedding here, please call me back at...
Hi, Dana, it's Mom. There is a sale at Kleinfeld this weekend.
She walks off, then hunches with her hands on her knees. She considers, then returns to the phone and inserts a quarter.
Hi, this is Dana calling. I just wanted to relay a message to Kim and David that I'm not going to be able to make the staff meeting today. I've eaten something wrong at lunch, and I'm just really going to need to be near my own restroom. Dana Jacobs. I do our layout. Yeah.
As she hangs up, she lifts her brows and breaks into a satisfied smile. Later, she browses shelves of CDs at a record store. She lifts a CD from a world music kiosk and reads the back cover, then puts on headphones and makes her selection. She lifts her brows and begins to snap. She dances at the end of the aisle as customers browse behind her. Nate steps into the shop and notices her. He lays a hand on her shoulder.
Oh, no. Whatever.
It's okay. Your secret's safe with me. I won't tell anyone. You dance to world music.
I'm not ashamed. I think it's good to like music from our world.
He licks his lips and reaches to her lapel.
Sorry, you had a little hairball. Where's,
Ben?
Ben, where's Ben?
He's at work.
They nod as they gaze at each other.
What, can nobody hang out alone anymore?
I feel deeply alone at all times.
I say accept it. This is my first day alone since, I don't know, 1982, and I am really digging in. First I'm doing this, and then I'm gonna skip dinner, I'm gonna go to Serendipity, get a frozen hot chocolate, eat all by myself, and then...
I get a bite to eat?
With you?
Now, they sit in a dim, red-tinted music club where patrons smoke at tables as a band plays on stage. Nate pulls a joint and a lighter from his shirt pocket.
Oh. You just had that on hand?
That's cool.
He sparks it up.
The cops raided this place last night, so we're safe tonight.
Oh, you know what? I have a job to keep.
I'm kidding. Jesus, sit down and smoke this.
It's on fire. Ugh.
He passes it to her, and she takes a puff, then lifts her brows.
So, do you have any more tales from the dating front?
Last week a girl asked if she could strangle me.
Dana spits out her drink.
Well done.
Don't look over here.
Oh. Sorry, dude. I think you got the musician.
I would say we'd get kicked out, but nobody here cares about anything.
A guy at the next table hits a pipe.
Yeah, you know... All I really want is a nice Jewish Italian girl who just wants to sit on the couch with me. Watch Mad About You.
Yeah, well, Helen Hunt has really perfected the frontal wedgie. So tune in for that. I wonder where Helen's vagina is. Just kidding. We can all see it in prime time.
Yeah. How about you and Ben? You guys watch a lot of, must-see TV together?
Yeah.
Sounds really nice.
Oh, save it. You don't have to say that.
I'm being serious.
Yeah, it's nice. It's very good. It's good. We, you know, it's very totally good. We just brush our teeth and we take our clothes off and we get into bed. And if he reaches for the candle, I know that we're gonna have sex to the 11 o'clock movie. That's really rude. That's not even what I mean. That's a real asshole remark to make. Dana. They really got the heater on in here, right? Oh, mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Outside, she munches on a hot dog.
How you feeling? Mellowing out a little?
You know, I think that the last time we got stoned together was, in your dorm room.
Nate nods with a wistful smirk.
I remember that, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. We had a 4-hour conversation about dinosaurs. And then I think some clothes came off.
She smiles back at him, then waves her hand and looks away. He keeps his eyes glued to her.
So fun. I should go home.
She gets up and stumbles.
Yeah, okay.
Whoa.
You okay?
Yeah.
She grabs her purse.
I should get a cab.
Okay, go ahead.
He remains seated on a bench as she stands in front of him. She gazes down at him, not moving. She grabs his face and kisses him, then pulls back.
Shit.
She straddles him and they lock lips. They kiss passionately as he leans her back against the bench. Nate brings his hand between her legs.
Oh my God.
Now, Amy, you came.
At home, Ben sits in bed and pages through a magazine with the TV on. Dana steps in.
Hey.
I have to pee so bad.
I'm reading Hammacher Schlemmer. They're advertising the world's fastest razor blade. And this is an inversion machine and a lot of luggage. Babe?
She spits out mouthwash.
Are you okay?
I'm going to the bathroom.
No fucking way. KGB surveillance binoculars? What the fuck?
Dana takes off her underwear.
Kitten tunnel. You can buy as many as you want. You can hook them up to form a kitten village. You can build your own kitten village. Babe, there's some his and her trench coats in here. This says that they're packable. I don't know what's different about that than regular trench coats, but...
She sniffs whatever. Them.
Should we go stone or pale putty?
Pale putty!
This is fucking awesome.
Dana chucks her underwear out the window and covers her face in exasperation. She gapes at a mirror, then cracks a smile. She covers her eyes. On a campus, Allie sits in a circle of friends as a girl hits a pipe. Allie stares at the printouts of her dad's poems. The sea is circled with lines leading to different possibilities. Cynthia, Carolyn, Cunt, Crazy Cat Lady, Cassandra. At home.
Incoming.
Allie looks up from a magazine as her dad steps in, followed by her mom with her clubbing outfit folded in a neat stack.
Looks like Chernobyl in here.
Allie purses her lips and closes her magazine. Pat turns to Alan. Holding his chin, he nods back. She shakes her head at him.
So you want to tell me why I'm getting calls from school asking where you are? Or should I tell you what I think I know?
Cool choices.
Hey.
You tell us you did well on the Vonnegut essay. Meanwhile, I see you got an 83.
You went through my stuff?
I didn't go through your stuff. It was on your desk.
Well, what's an 83? Like a B?
Yeah. God, it's a good grade. You freak.
Your mom is trying to say that you're smarter than a bee.
But dumb enough to leave your clubbing clothes in the stairwell.
Well, not entirely your fault. We did take you to Studio 54 in utero.
Pat glares at him.
You want to tell her about the Quaaludes?
Okay, you got me. I got a bee, and I have a life. You're real fucking detectives.
Don't you fucking detective me.
You want to know what I think?
No.
I think we should just let her get a bee. Let her sneak out. Hopefully she'll get mugged. Most people learn from failure.
Pat heaves a sigh.
Wow. Well, you would know. You're the king.
She starts out.
No wonder he hates you.
What?
Excuse me?
They whirl back to their daughter and her face falls.
You're reckless. And grounded.
He levels a finger.
Both of you are so fucked!
Stop cursing! Just stop it for once, Allie!
Just get out!
Alan widens his eyes at his daughter, then strides out. In their bedroom, Pat sits at the foot of the bed with her arms crossed. Alan steps in.
Should have just done it myself. I was alone in there anyway.
Hey.
Allie picks up her phone.
There's a 644. Just meet me there now.
She quickly hangs up as her dad storms in. He slams the receiver onto its cradle, rips the cord out of the wall, and marches out with the phone. He shuffles back into his room and drops the phone on the bed next to his wife. She glances down at it as he sits beside her and rolls up his sleeves. They both face forward, avoiding eye contact.
Great, she's going out to get mugged.
No one's getting mugged. She's too scary.
At a train station, Allie checks her watch as people bustle around her. She tucks her hands in her windbreaker pockets and heads off. Later, a subway rattles away from a platform. At night, Allie and Jed walk past a sign, Lake Louisa Private Community.
You have to be really quiet, okay?
On the porch of her family's lake house, she kneels down and retrieves a key from a box.
Oh, fuck.
She unlocks the door and they step inside. Later, Allie and Jed make out, sitting on the bed. He cups her breast over her sports bra and puts his hands on her hips.
Did you bring condoms this time?
Yeah. Should I get them now?
Yeah.
Wearing just his boxers and socks, Jed steps across the room and grabs condoms from his backpack. Allie slides under the twin bed's covers.
Should I put it on now?
At home, Pat scowls down at a note on Allie's pillow, sleeping at Sophie's. At the lake house, Jed's socked feet slide against the sheets as he moves on top of Allie under the covers.
Is the CD skipping?
I don't think so.
Dude, it's totally skipping.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He throws a shoe at the stereo, but misses.
That's embarrassing.
Allie tosses the other one and hits it.
Shot.
She flops back against the pillows and he bends to kiss her. Later, they eat cereal on the couch in their underwear and watch an old black and white movie. A bat bares its teeth.
You hear that?
It's probably a bear.
Jed stiffens. He sets down his cereal bowl and stands.
Probably a bear?
You're such a city kid.
There's a bear outside? I'm a city kid?
They can't open doors, can they?
How do you know that?
He grabs an iron fire poker and approaches the door.
All right.
He brandishes the poker as Dana enters.
I asked you first.
I'm Jed.
Okay.
Can you not tell Mom I'm here, please?
No, obviously I'm gonna tell Mom that you were here.
God, you're like a tattletale, you bitch.
Actually, I'm an adult who was coming for a quiet weekend in the country and found her home invaded, and yeah, I'm gonna tell Mom that you were here in your underwear. With,
Jed.
Jed. And okay. Both of you need to leave right now.
No, what, you leave, we were here first.
You are such an irritant. You're like a little piece of toilet paper that gets stuck to somebody's shoe.
You're like the embodiment of constipation, okay?
Okay. All right, great, you can stay. Fine, but he needs to leave and you can take him to the train station because you have your learner's permit.
No, I can't because I need a parent to be in the car.
Later.
Oh. Please stop frenching in front of me. Stop frenching in front of me.
Dana waits in the car.
Why don't you just come back with me?
I think my sister might be having a nervous breakdown.
They watch Dana muttering to herself with prayer hands.
I need to make sure she doesn't tell my mom.
Jed leans in for a kiss.
Is your drugstore underwear that deep up your ass?
Dana rolls down the car window.
What?
Dana cranks the window up as Jed kisses her sister. She forces a smile as Allie gets into the passenger seat. Dana peers over at her little sister, who keeps her eyes forward.
Is he your boyfriend?
Not really.
Do you guys have sex?
Yeah.
Oh. So Mom has no idea where you are?
Does Ben know where you are?
Dana cocks her head.
Well, that's different because Ben is not my mom. I'm here because I needed to get away. And you're a child. You know, and you ran away from home and that's
I did not run away from home. I went to our family's country house. How much more vanilla can that scenario get?
Dana breaks into a tentative smile.
Well, look at us having sister time.
Allie narrows her eyes.
Are you gonna like try and braid my hair later?
Do you wanna go swimming?
Now they swim in a hotel pool by water bottles floating on kickboards. Allie surfaces to find Dana right in front of her. An older couple frowns from the hot tub.
This is the best sports drink I've ever had.
No, it's because it's Whiskey Mountain Dew.
It's because it's what?
It's Whiskey Mountain Dew.
A heavyset guy gets out of the pool in a Speedo.
Then I do that.
Read Mississippi 4.
Do you think you could ever be a synchronized swimmer? Do everything that I do.
Allie takes a drink, then follows along as Dana raises her arm over her head and sweeps it in front of her.
I could definitely do this.
Could you do that? Can you not, please?
I'm so getting flat.
Allie lashes out with unrelenting splashes until Dana climbs out of the pool.
What the hell? Why do you have to play so rough?
Oh my God, calm down.
Why do you have to go so hard at everything? You ruin everything with
Fuck
that.
Fuck you, Con.
Sorry.
The couple leaves.
Allie.
Allie takes a deep breath and holds herself underwater.
Allie, stop. I don't like horseplay. I don't like pranks. I don't like this. I don't like it.
Allie surfaces and collects herself, leveling her gaze on her big sister.
Dad's having an affair.
Dana gapes at her. Now at the summer house, Dana reads over the printouts as Allie braids her hair.
Oh my God. Yeah, wait till you get to April. He had a haiku phase.
Why does he sometimes refer to himself as her Pillsbury Doughboy?
Oh, it's because he calls his dick dough?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. God, just broke my brain.
I hate him. Okay, I hate him.
You don't hate him.
I do, though.
You don't.
Why should I not?
I don't think that we should say anything to Mom until we know what this is.
If I were Mom, I would chop off that dough Loretta Bobbitt style.
It's not it. It's Lorena.
I got a strong feeling that he's in love with someone
she
else.
Cut off an entire penis. You should say her name right.
I can tell that he's in love with someone else.
I think she threw it out a window as well.
And he doesn't even have to be fucking her. What's going on is that he's emotionally cheating on Mom.
You watch way too much Oprah. Emotionally cheating. And maybe it's just a fantasy, which, to be honest, is totally healthy. It's just, you know, it's totally a healthy thing to have fantasies.
They swig from their bottles, and Dana shifts her gaze. Allie pops in a summer mix cassette tape.
I lost my heart under the bridge.
She dances, sipping from her bottle and twirling around. Dana shimmies over in a baggy 80s-style windbreaker.
Oh my God!
In mother's wardrobe!
It looks so good! Wow!
Allie plops down on the couch as Dana sways drunkenly.
I have something to say. I have something that I feel that if I don't share it, it will stay inside of me and start to eat me alive.
Please say it.
Dana holds up her hands and takes a seat. She covers her eyes, then Allie's eyes too.
I slept with somebody and it is not Ben.
What?
I know. Whoa. I really like it. My body like really responds.
We're just in like a family of cheaters.
I just have to get it out. I just have to say I'm Dana, and I'm a cheater, and I'm a Mountain Dew drinker.
Yeah, and you're a cum guzzler.
Sold.
Okay. Thanks for telling me.
I just think maybe this is a sign that there's somebody else that I'm supposed to be that it's trying to get out of me.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, what's her name?
The tape switches sides.
Bedelia?
Bedelia?
And I'll tell you what, Bedelia is very fun to be. A lot of people don't get to be Bedelia. Bedelia is a little bit wicked.
Uh-huh.
She's wild. She makes her own choices.
Aww.
And Bedelia has secrets, and secrets can be rather fun. You know what else?
Double shout, cow, triple nut!
They dance.
A real British pickup.
I like dancing. I don't think I've ever danced with you before.
It's really nice to hear you say yes instead of no.
No!
Later, the sisters return home.
Anyone home? Mom?
They find Pat on her hands and knees, using a handheld vacuum on an area rug.
Mom!
Oh, Jesus!
Sorry. I love you. I love you.
Dana gives her a hug.
And I love you too. What's going on here?
I love you. I just want you to know. And I love everything you do. Bustin' dust.
Where's Dad?
He's at his writing workshop. I called Sophie's mom. Do you want to tell me where you really were?
Oh, she was at my place. Ellie.
Sorry I scared you.
Pat spots Dana's duffel bag.
What is that, laundry?
Oh, I was actually hoping to crash here for a few days, if that's possible, if you have a room.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Dana carries her bag into her old bedroom.
What about you? How long do you plan on staying?
Until I'm 40.
All right, that works for me.
Outside, Ben walks with a bag over his shoulder. Then he sits on Dana's bed at her parents' place as she unpacks.
Thanks for bringing this stuff.
Just so surprised. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's just crazy. I mean, your dad doesn't seem like the type to have a mistress. He seems like, don't take this the wrong way, but like, too pussy to cheat.
What did you say?
What?
She pushes him back and climbs on top of him.
What?
Oh my God. Say pussy again. Say it.
Aren't you supposed to be at work right now?
I called in sick.
This is nice.
You can bite me if you want. You want a baby?
I don't know.
She works his pants down.
Is anybody? Oh my God, is anybody here?
She rides him.
Tell me how good my pussy feels. Tell me.
Huh?
Tell me how good my pussy feels.
Oh my God. I don't want to.
Do it.
It feels great. It feels great.
Say it.
Why are you barking at me?
What do you want? Tell me how it feels on your dick. Tell me how my pussy feels on your dick.
If I told you to tell me how good my dick felt in your mouth, you'd call 911.
Okay. Let's call the police.
Wait. Hold on a second.
She lifts her head from his crotch, and he holds up his hands.
What's happening?
Well, we were fucking, and then you ruined it.
Okay.
He uses a teddy bear as a pillow.
You can't even say pussy to me?
I can say it.
I asked you to say it, and you didn't say it.
It's not all the time.
No, it's not all the time. I asked you to say it one time, and if mine is the only one you're ever going to see, then you need to figure out how to say the word pussy to me.
What's happening right now?
Ow. Sorry.
Dana scoots over him as she slides off the bed. She resumes unpacking her bags. Ben pulls his pants up and watches her with a look of confusion.
You know, I would never write erotic poetry to another woman. Because I can't read or write.
That's not funny.
Okay, sorry. I'm just trying to tell you that I would never cheat on you. If that's what you're worried about, I'm here. And if you want to talk or you don't want to talk or you want to keep saying pussy over and over till it gets weird, we can do that too.
Can you hand me those jeans?
He picks up the jeans, then rolls them into a ball and holds them in his lap, staring down at them with a frown. He glances up at her.
When are you coming home?
I just want to be here for Ellie right now, okay? She needs me, so I'm going to stay here for a few days. And I'll call you tonight.
He passes her the jeans. Titles on a cinema marquee read The Law, River of Grass, Dawn of the Reich, and Suture.
He accepted the German terms, but after the unconditional surrender...
Dana squirms in her seat and bites down on a straw. Nate pops up from below. He sips her soda, then drops his head back down. She clamps a hand over her mouth.
You can't deny that there's a lot of energy and confidence behind
that. Oh, for sure, yeah. They knew how to sing, too.
He takes her hand.
No, don't do that.
do that.
What's wrong?
What?
Why?
Because we're not... Somebody could see that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You're worried about the matinee crowd in here? These guys? What's the matter?
I'm sorry. I was supposed to see that movie with Ben. He likes Nazi stuff.
She looks down, and Nate nods.
Well, you should go again, you know? You seemed a little distracted at certain moments.
You're so perverted.
I don't think you were quite giving Adolf your full attention.
You're full of it. Ugh, all these old people in love are making me feel like a whore.
Are you kidding?
No.
Did you see what those two old people were up to?
No.
It was really gross.
No, you're gross.
You're having a torrid affair.
He kisses her.
You can't talk to me.
Hey. I think I love you.
What?
Just kidding.
Don't do that. That's psycho.
I don't know. Maybe I do. It's hard to tell, you know? I'm probably dead inside.
You're so irresponsible. That is such a psycho thing.
That's
such a psycho thing to say for so many reasons.
Am I very irresponsible?
Outside Alan's office building, Allie and Dana sit in a concrete stairwell and stake out the door. A red-headed woman in a trench coat steps out, and they track her with their eyes.
What time is it?
Oh, I don't know, and I'm fine with that. I'm doing this thing where I say, I leave the watch at home, I release myself from my schedule, I go about
hey,
my day...
that could be C. Yeah, that could be C.
That?
Oh.
That lady would break Dad in half. That is not love.
I do love her trench. So many trenches.
Yeah, I kind of want one.
Yeah.
Oh, should I?
You would look just like a French film star.
Are you serious?
I am so sold on it.
Okay.
A kooky old lady skips down the sidewalk.
That's gonna be you in 20 years.
No, such a diss. Well, guess what, babe? You're gonna be married to that. A gentleman like that.
A hobo talks to himself.
Oh, shit. Passion.
No, Dad!
Oh, my God. What's the plan?
Hurry.
They hop out of the stairwell.
Just get up. Ow, 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 ow.
They crawl along the ledge and hide as Alan waves. A woman nearby waves.
Get down, huh? Get down. Oh, I don't want to see this.
Alan and the woman pass right by each other with no acknowledgement.
What's he doing?
He goes to a food cart.
Hey, Alan. I missed you. Feel better?
All right.
Yeah, they said you were sick.
Oh, don't have that for lunch.
The sauerkraut, mustard.
He's getting a fucking hot dog.
A cholesterol nightmare.
At the breakfast table, Dana and Allie sneak glances at their parents as Alan and Pat sit in silence reading newspapers.
Driving on nine.
Now, Alan helps Pat into her coat.
What the hell is going on with her?
I have no fucking clue. I thought I was going to be planning her wedding, not feeding her lucky charms.
Bye, sweetie.
Have a great day.
Driving on nine.
They head out. Allie strides into her parents' room and rifles through her dad's briefcase. Dana sits in bed dancing. Alan peeks in through her open door and shakes his head, then walks off. At home, Ben checks his answering machine.
Hi, it's me. I'm sorry that we keep missing each other. I need to stay here for a few more days. Just call me back.
The sisters see Alan at the computer.
Hey.
Pat reads a magazine on the sofa.
Hello.
At her parents' closet, Allie sniffs the sleeve of one of Alan's shirts. Pat walks in and freezes.
What are you doing?
Just borrowing a shirt. What are you doing?
It's my closet.
At a tattoo parlor, Dana rides on a chair.
God. Yeah, no.
I can't control it.
Jerry, you're crazy.
Allie and an employee hold her arms down as she gets her eyebrow pierced. Evening, Dana looks around as she walks through a bar. Nate jumps off his stool and wraps her in his arms.
Gotcha.
He pulls her into his lap and they kiss. Then he notices.
Oh my God. What is that?
It's an eyebrow ring.
Yes, it is.
Well,
Lisa Left Eye Lopez. I love it.
You do.
Yeah. It's like really hot. It's like squatter hot.
He reaches for it,
No.
What?
Don't touch it because I don't want it to get infected.
Really? It's untouchable?
Oh, fuck it. I don't care.
They kiss.
Let's have drinks.
Let's do that.
So many.
Morning. Dana's passed out with vomit on her pillow.
You have to get up, Dana. Dana! Oh my god, you barfed.
Oh, what'd she do?
Dude, this is how Hendrix died. Okay? God. You can't kick me. I'm trying to help you.
I
have to go to school, Dana.
I don't.
Yeah, you have to go to work. Let's go to the bathroom.
No, don't do it. Shut up.
Oh my god, I'm gonna kill you.
If you want to use the bathroom, then use the bathroom by yourself.
I don't need to use the bathroom.
I'm not here to be your counselor.
I have to go to school. Your butt crack's in my face.
Good, then enjoy it.
What?
Ben called again last night. For the millionth time in 2 weeks.
She hoses Dana down in the shower.
I don't think he's gonna keep calling.
She sprays down her underwear. At night, a reading of Alan's play.
I'm locked in here while the world continues to buzz around me. I've become nothing but a plant to water, a piece of furniture to dust.
Among the guests, Pat frowns and drinks wine.
I'm vanishing, turning into skin particles floating around the apartment, particles that bore me two sons and one miscarriage.
Dana, Nate, and Allie stare blankly.
That's
your line.
It's on page 74. Sorry, everyone.
That was a shit show.
Oh my god, did you hear my stomach growling? It was like another character in that play.
You know, thank you.
It was just so
badly written.
I'm not really concerned with the quality of Dad's work.
I'm glad it's a pile of shit. Okay? See, if it were better, more people might actually see it. Mom would be even more humiliated.
They eat hors d'oeuvres.
Do you think that she was?
He made us boys and put the mother in a coma.
Good point.
I'm a female character, and you have to have someone who can, you know, capture mm-hmm. that, like Carla. Mm-hmm. Do you know Carla? Mm-hmm. Carla.
Oh, holy shit.
One of the readers steps to Alan's side.
I think that's C.
The sisters turn to stare as Carla runs her hand up Alan's arm and holds his elbow.
Oh my god.
Nate brings over a glass of wine.
What do you
do? The old lady just pinched my ass, winked at me. Are you old enough to drink?
It's mind your own business.
I will take that from you. Thank you very much. I am leaving. I have a splitting headache.
She points at Dana's eyebrow ring.
That's getting infected.
Nate gives her an awkward smile.
Hi.
Hi.
They trade a nod.
I will see you at home.
Pat leaves.
Oh. I can't believe we're all just in C's house right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a dump in her bed.
Who is C?
Who are you?
She gives him a withering stare.
I'm gonna go snoop her medicine cabinet.
Allie strides off.
Not a fan.
No, C is my dad's mistress.
Carla whispers to Alan.
Wow, that's funny. I was thinking she looks like your mom.
Yeah, it's really funny.
She's a terrible actress.
This is the home that she shares with her husband. Why would my dad bring us here?
Yeah, and also, you brought me here, you know? It's like a play within a play. There's even someone in a coma.
Why would he do it to my mom? And in front of his teenage daughter?
Yeah, it's twisted. Let's get out of here.
I don't want to... I'm not in the mood to... whatever.
Are you worried about your sister?
Yeah.
She's gonna be fine.
Well, that's... How do you know that?
Because we're grown-ups. We all know monogamy is impossible. So it's better she learns that now from her own family than have it be some, like, forbidden fruit that tears her heart out later in life.
Is that what you believe?
Look at us, you know?
Oh my god.
Stark realization dawns on her face as Nate's smile falters. She hands him her plate of hors d'oeuvres and steps away. At a teppanyaki restaurant, Alan sits with his preoccupied daughters at a grill, watching a nearby table.
Happy birthday, dear Jeffrey. Happy birthday to you.
Jeffrey! All right. Okay, Max, hit me.
He goes for a shrimp.
Come on, one more time. Come on. Hit me. Ah. Come on. You guys love it when the shrimp misses my mouth.
We're too old for this place.
Eyes averted, Allie stirs her soda.
So, what did you guys think of the play, huh?
Why you put Mom in a fucking coma?
Hey, Columbo. I'm the one in the coma.
Okay, can I go? I have a test tomorrow.
They're about to make the volcano on you.
She does. She has a test.
Fine.
Allie rolls her eyes and kisses her sister's cheek as Alan shakes his head in disappointment. She heads off. Dana avoids her dad's gaze and heaves a sigh.
It's nice to see you two be sisters.
I think most of her friends think that I'm like her weird aunt. What?
You're the only one in the family says aunt.
Aunt?
Too much Jane Austen.
Dana sips her drink.
May I ask you a question?
Hi, may I please have one more of these?
Yes, make it two. You know, do you have to, like, slurp it down? I mean, Max, you notice it?
The same person who threw food at your head.
I asked you a question.
You're afraid that I'm going to offend him.
I asked you a question. You didn't answer it.
You didn't. You asked if you could ask me a
question. What are you doing home?
Oh. I don't know, Dad. What do you want me to say?
She lifts her brows with a shrug.
I'm flailing. Okay? I'm just trying to figure out if the life that I have picked for myself is even the one that I want, and I don't even know if I'm allowed to ask that question.
You may never figure that out.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A server brings a fresh pair of drinks in ceramic Buddhas with cocktail umbrellas.
Well, why did you want to marry Mom? How did you know?
She had gray legs. In the mouth of a truck driver. Truth is, your mother's the best partner I ever had. I wanted to be better for her. She made me think I could be.
Dana peers at him as he drops his eyes to the grill. At home, Dana wears a towel over her hair and wipes steam from the bathroom mirror. She winces in pain as she feels her infected eyebrow piercing. She delicately removes the ring. At home, Ben lies asleep in bed. He rolls over and grabs the phone from a nightstand.
Hello?
I got my eyebrow pierced.
What?
And then it looked really dumb and it got gross, so then I took it out.
Sitting alone at the dining room table in a bathrobe, Dana fiddles with the phone cord. Ben rolls onto his back and gazes up at the ceiling.
Sounds like you've been busy.
What are you been up to? Did you get any new holes in your body?
Well, I've been here just holding down the fort.
I miss you. I miss your voice and I miss you a very, very lot.
You got a funny way of showing it.
I think I just got really scared.
She wears a band-aid over her eyebrow.
Of what?
I don't know. Us? And then this thing with my family, it's like I'm surrounded by these people who never asked any questions. They're just all these little things that I haven't said. I don't know, I haven't taken a shower by myself in the last 5 years.
So shower alone. I'm not forcing you to shower with me.
I wanna come home.
I have not heard from you in 2 fucking weeks.
I know. I'm sorry. Allie and I are still gonna go to the Halloween parade. And your costume is still in the closet. And I totally get it if you just don't want to go, but I really hope that you do. And I love you.
Ben hangs up. On the other end, Dana holds back tears as she puts the phone back on its cradle. She starts to rest her brow on her fist, but cringes. In a high school locker room.
Be quiet.
Okay.
Allie keeps watch from a bench as Sophie moves down a row of lockers, tugging at the locks on each one.
Sick.
One comes loose.
Damn. I'm worrying. Holy dang.
She steals cash from a wallet.
I feel like if you bring this much money to school, you do not need it. Hey, since you live downtown, would you mind picking up the H for the party later?
Without you?
Yeah, I mean, it's really easy. I'll tell you where to go.
She puts on a smile. Allie shifts and looks down.
Yeah.
In their apartment courtyard, a guy grabs a box blowing away in the wind as he sets up Halloween decorations.
Happy Halloween. Ooh, this is spooky.
The sisters wear trash bags and white gloves.
Hey, one per customer.
You're like such an asshole.
You are such a thief, and you are an asshole. This is fun. Don't be in a bad mood. I didn't think I'd get to do this again. Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween,
trick or treat!
Oh, hi, girl.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Look, Emma, it's...
Oh, we're the California Raisins?
They pass a family.
Cute, a nerd in costume. Happy Halloween!
In a stairwell.
I think we have to tell Mom. You know, I don't think he's ever going to.
He's not ready to.
Yeah, he's never gonna be ready.
Dana chews a mouthful of candy.
Can I just say, you don't understand what he's going through. Dad loves Mom, but now he's terrified of hurting her. So it's not that easy. Well,
yeah, he should have thought of that before he titty-fucked some woman whose laundry is full of dry clean only.
You went through her laundry?
I'm telling her. I'm telling her right now.
Oh, stop! Stop! Stop!
Dana chases Allie as they burst into their apartment.
Mom, we have to tell you something.
We're gonna be late.
You guys look so cute. No, wait, just one picture, please.
She winds a camera.
Go, be a raisin, okay? Oh, that's cute. Move around a little bit.
Dana dances as Allie slumps.
Like this?
Oh, that's adorable.
How about a little of this?
She twirls and bumps a backpack. A cigarette pack falls out.
Alexandra? Please tell me you are holding these for a friend.
You smoked for 20 years.
My gynecologist smoked then.
Okay, great. We heard it. I'll talk to her.
Yeah, this is bullshit, okay? Bullshit! Both of you are hypocrites! So over this.
She marches off.
What the fuck just happened?
I'll handle it. I got it.
Dana gives her mom a hug.
She's just being scary. It's Halloween. She's a scary raisin.
She waves goodbye and shuffles out. At night, crowds party at a Halloween parade. People dance on a float, a woman twirls on roller skates, and two partiers wear pumpkin heads. Pat steps into a dark tavern, passing couples chatting at the bar.
Come on, darling. Couldn't have been that.
Pat finds an empty seat and looks to the bartender.
Can I get a white wine?
Got it.
She looks around and takes off her coat. Outside, Allie walks to the parade with Dana.
I don't think he's gonna be there. It's making me sick.
Okay, well, I mean, you cheated on him and you ignored him for 2 weeks, so I probably wouldn't show up either if I were him.
Yes, but just take into account that he doesn't know the cheating part.
Good. You take that to the vault, okay?
What?
You just throw away the combination. Because he never has to know about it. Anything.
A guy in a baby costume passes.
Oh.
Then a woman in a dress drenched with fake blood.
It's that time of the month?
No.
You know, you are really a weird little bird. You know that?
Mime. Sorry.
A mime holds up his hands and edges between them.
You're a weird little bird. I just want you to be happy.
Hallie smokes and cracks a smile as she sees Ben waiting in a California Raisins box.
He's here.
Dana gapes with a nervous expression.
How's my raisin?
Really good. You look awesome.
Dana's eyes fill with emotion as she steps over to her fiancé.
You forgot to make a pee hole for this thing.
She cups his cheeks and holds the back of his neck as she kisses him deeply.
Oh, hi. You're crying.
No.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
You look so nice in this box. You are so nice to wear the box.
I love it. I mean, I hate it, but I love it. I'm wearing it.
You are so good.
Yeah, you are too.
She peers at him through her tears.
Okay, you're freaking me out right now.
Okay. I'm not good.
What happened?
I did something bad.
Okay. Just what? What?
A couple weeks ago, after we went to the party, when I was at the party and I was talking to Nate there, and then...
No! Oh my fucking God, are you kidding me?
Please let me finish.
Did you fuck him?
I'm not putting my words together.
Did you fuck him? You fucked him! I knew it! I fucking knew it! And I didn't say anything because I'm a fucking chump!
No. I am the chump.
I can't believe you.
He storms off.
Ben, please. Please.
He dumps his costume.
Ben!
You drop your box, Raisin Man!
Fuck you.
Dana stares after him with a devastated look. At the tavern, Pat sips her white wine as a silver-haired man sidles up beside her.
Never was a disco man myself.
Neither was my husband. But the coke was great.
Yeah, so I hear. Divorced? Widowed?
What if I'm neither?
Somebody married you.
She lifts her brow with a coy smile.
So how long you been divorced?
I'm not.
Looking for a third?
You're not his type.
You're a real pisser.
My husband used to think so.
I'm Mitch.
Let's dance, Mitch.
A vampire DJs.
Who knows how to disco like it's 1975?
Mitch dances as Pat boogies with her back turned to him, swinging her arms through the air. On a sidewalk, Dana and Allie walk under construction scaffolding.
What did I just do?
Adelia would be crazy.
I just didn't want to be dad.
I'm not dad.
You should have seen his face. He's never going to talk to me again.
Yes, he will. I mean it. It'll be okay.
They stop at a grimy apartment building.
Can you just wait here? I have to pick up something for a friend. I'll be back in like a second.
She goes inside and Dana scans the area.
No, thank you.
She follows her sister inside and they step down a narrow hallway littered with trash.
Who do you know who lives here?
Don't worry about it.
Ugh, Allie, no, I hate that, okay? And also, this has been a horrible long night. Can we please just go home?
Yeah, just wait right there, okay?
Dana drops her head against a wall. With a wary look in her eyes, Allie goes up a stairwell and meets two guys on a landing. One nods to her costume.
Bag in the bag?
Yeah. Two?
She gives him cash and he hands it off.
Two.
Wait, he's taking my money.
I'll be right back, freshie.
Is this your friend?
What, he just be quiet, okay?
Why? Is this a drug deal? Are you buying drugs?
Shut the fuck up, trash bag!
Take a better look, cool guy. I'm a California raisin.
Dana! Can you just Can you be cool, please?
No, I can't be cool. I've had the worst night, and I don't know why you would bring me to this gross place. No offense. Let's just go.
Ew! Oh!
My God, is that a needle?
Just calm down, okay?
I don't want to calm down.
It's for a friend. It's not even for me. And this is not like a regular thing for me, okay? It's a holiday.
The holiday is Halloween, which is not typically a heroin holiday on most people's calendars. You're so smart. Why would you do this? You know that people do it one time, they get addicted to their entire...
I did it once. I'm fine. Jesus fucking Christ, Dana. Not everything is so black and white. Like, you can fuck Nate and still love Ben, right?
Oh, shit!
Okay, you need to just step out. You're not in this conversation.
Dana shakes her head at Allie. The dealer leans against the banister.
Some mini trash. Want your shit or not?
Allie meets her sister's gaze. She exhales and sets her jaw.
Not.
Bravo! Bravo!
What is that?
I don't know.
No, run, Raisins, run!
Oh my God, go! Go!
They try to bolt as cops enter.
Hold on, lady.
Are you kidding? I just said no.
And I'm sure Nancy Reagan would be real proud, but you're trespassing. Come on.
Pat comes home to find Alan watching TV.
All alone. All alone. Like a near-sighted dog has the bone. Ah, but it's better to be all alone.
No more taking. Lenny's on HBO.
He reclines on the couch with his feet on the coffee table.
Remember I took you to see him on our first date? And we went to night court to watch hookers and pimps get arraigned.
She gives him a blank stare as she sits beside him and takes off her shoes. She stands up for a moment to slide off her underwear, then takes off her husband's glasses. He stares at her, taken aback, as she climbs on top of him.
What's got into you, huh?
She runs her hands over his chest and shoulders.
Why?
She kisses his neck, and he reaches under her to work his pants down. She rocks her body in his lap as he grips her shoulders. Alan wraps an arm around her.
All alone. I'll be rich.
Pat clutches the back of the couch and lays her head on her arm as Alan stares off over her shoulder. Now, alone on the sofa, Pat keeps her eyes down as she pulls on her underwear. She gazes at the bathroom door.
Alan?
What?
Which one of us fucks better?
He shuffles out, wearing a t-shirt and boxers.
What are you talking about?
Just stop, okay?
Really, Patty, I don't know what you...
Stop. Stop lying.
She holds up a hand and gives him a firm nod.
I know about Carla. I read all the stupid fucking shit that you wrote.
Are you serious? It's a play. It's for the play.
I should chuck that fucking computer at your head.
Patty,
Just stay where you are.
He stops 10 feet away from her, his arms hanging at his sides as she glares at him.
What was your plan? Were you ever gonna tell me, or...
Alan shifts his weight and averts his gaze.
Why her and not me?
Working his jaw, he brings his eyes back to her.
Because she knows I'm alive, okay?
She knows you're alive? Really? When was the last time you or anybody in this house ever even looked at me?
You think I'm a failure? You said it right in front of Allie.
I did what?
You don't even like me anymore.
Look, I married you, okay? Can we just assume that I like you?
I don't have to assume with her.
She tells me.
Really? She tells you what? That you're so great and that she loves you?
Yeah, for who I am and not some other person she wishes I could be.
Pat peers back at him with a pained expression, then closes her eyes and drops her head.
I had...
As he searches for words, he presses his fist against the doorframe.
I had no idea that this was going to be anything, Patty.
She chews her lip and fights back tears.
I don't want to lose you and the girls.
You broke the rules.
They share a heavy look. In a holding cell, Allie and Dana wait on a bench near other women in Halloween costumes. A guard unlocks the door and Alan shuffles in with dark bags under his eyes. Looking relieved, Dana gets up from the bench. Shaking her head with a rueful grin, she hugs her father. Over her shoulder, Alan peers toward Allie, who forces a joyless smile. Later, Alan parks his car and shuts off the engine. He looks in the rearview mirror at his daughters sleeping in the back seat. He takes a deep breath before turning to wake them.
Hey. We're home. We'll all talk in the morning. I'm gonna find a spot.
Dana holds her arm around her sister's shoulder as they walk toward their building's entrance. Alan peers after them with a melancholy expression. Dana pauses to remove her shoes, then puts her arm around Allie again, and they continue on. Their father slowly drives away.
Mom?
In the apartment, the sisters find the bathroom door closed.
Mom?
Pat sits on the floor by the tub, smoking a cigarette.
Oh my God, Mom. We're okay. I'm so sorry. We're fine. We're fine. Mom, we're totally fine.
Dana and Allie kneel down, and they all share a hug. Pat clenches her eyes shut and rubs Allie's back. The sisters settle in beside their mother.
Your father fucked up.
We know.
You do?
Her eyes wide, Pat glances between them.
We haven't known for very long. And we also aren't sure.
Yeah, but I should have told you.
No. You have nothing to apologize for. I've known for a little while, too.
They sit in silence, glancing around at one another, unsure of what to say. Pat picks up the cigarette pack and offers it to Allie. Dana gives her mom a look of surprise as Allie accepts one and lights it. Dana puts one between her lips and flinches away from the flame as she sparks the lighter. She takes a drag.
Oh! No.
She tosses her cigarette in the toilet, and Pat follows suit. Pat touches Allie's back, and Allie scoots closer.
Come here.
Both daughters lean their heads on Pat's shoulders.
I love you guys so much. Even when you make me crazy, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You know it doesn't always wind up like this. Right? It doesn't have to end up like this.
Dana nods as her mom rubs her shoulder.
This isn't so bad.
Allie nestles into her mother's arm and Pat smiles at her. Hazy red lights twinkle over a blurry street, then focus to become a stream of brake lights in morning traffic. Dana walks through a park with a weary look, then knocks on the door to her and Ben's apartment. She holds a six-pack and a couple of VHS tapes.
I don't want to see you.
Later, she waits in the apartment hallway with a pizza box. She came together like a dream. Ben steps over her without acknowledgement as he returns home. He shuts the door. On another occasion, he opens it for her.
Hi.
You think you're being cute, but you're being a fucking asshole.
Dana sits at her desk at work. Then she sits on a utility box outside Ben's apartment building, swinging her legs. Ben steps outside and hands her a coffee mug. He sets off for work and Dana watches him go. Then they chat on the building's stairs. A guy wobbles past on rollerblades as a friend helps him along. Now, Allie and Dana walk to the apartment building, each with a bag over their shoulder. Allie passes her bag to Dana and they hug.
Love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
As Dana grabs her keys, Allie takes out a cassette.
I made you this tape.
Ah.
Yeah. What a loser.
Dana heads for the door and Allie starts off.
I called it. I knew you'd get back together.
Yeah, you know everything.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Walking down the sidewalk, Allie hesitates outside an apartment building. At Jed's place, she flips through a magazine as he draws a Cocopelli figure on his heavily decorated wall with a Sharpie.
You want to get high and watch Zelig?
Not really.
She absently gazes at the magazine and he shrugs.
What's up?
What do you mean?
He plops down on his bed.
You're not saying anything.
Neither are you.
My mom wanted me to invite you to my grandma's 80th birthday party.
Oh.
They call you my girlfriend. Is that okay?
I like you. Like a lot. It just seems like in a year from now we're gonna be at different schools. Like, I don't even know where I'll be, you know? And it's like, at some point, either I'm gonna hurt you or you're gonna hurt me. And like, we're friends, so I just wanna stay friends.
Got it.
What time is it?
It's probably 3.
Yeah, I should go. My dad's probably downstairs.
Fuck his car up.
They both put on smiles that fizzle away to sadness as Allie leaves. Outside, she buckles up in her dad's car as Alan rides shotgun.
So you put your blinker on and check the rearview mirror, your side mirror.
She turns the key in the ignition.
Where am I going?
Poppy's house.
Allie rolls her eyes.
You moved in with Poppy? It's depressing.
Thank you. It's not that bad. He spends most of his time in Atlantic City with a flavor of the month, and I feed his cat while he's away.
That's yeah, what I don't really want to go to Queens, so can you just, like, sign the papers and say we completed the hours?
Alan peers at her with a wounded look, then reaches over to shut off the engine.
You have every right to be upset.
Cool.
You'll never know how sorry I really am. But I'm not leaving this family.
You keep saying that. How does that actually work?
I have no fucking idea.
He lifts his brows and they trade a smile.
Have you ever thought about the possibility that, like, Carla's just filling a void you created for yourself?
A void?
Yeah.
What is that? Like Oprah?
No. God, why does everyone think I get my shit from Oprah?
Because your shit is far too wise for the amount of time you've actually been on this planet.
Allie shifts in her seat and turns the car on.
All right.
So,
Poppy has a cat?
Yeah, I've never actually seen it, but I smell it. Easy? Okay, you got it. Okay.
She pulls away from the curb.
Easy. Watch out for this girl in the short skirt.
At home, Ben reads a magazine. Dana sits on the foot of the bed wearing a towel.
I'm gonna take a bath.
She pokes his foot. Ben stares down and keeps flipping pages.
I want to glue him to the wall and take a flamethrower and shoot fire into his hair. And just take some ink and shoot it into his fucking blue eyeballs.
Okay.
Also kill him.
Stop. I can't keep having this conversation with you.
If you didn't want to have the conversation, you probably shouldn't have told me about it, because the image of you two fucking is in my head. Do you know what that's like?
No, I don't. I didn't want to lie to you anymore.
Cheating's lying. You told me so you could feel better.
Just because I did one shitty thing doesn't mean I do all shitty things. I did a stupid, gross thing, and I'm endlessly, endlessly sorry. I'll always be sorry, but I also can't undo it, and I don't know what to do. I love you, and I hate myself. And I just...
She breaks down and shakes her head.
I don't know what else to do.
She hurries into the bathroom. Ben breathes deep, then tosses his magazine aside and rubs his face. In the bathtub, a teary-eyed Dana rubs a bar of soap on her arm. Ben opens the door. He pauses at the threshold, then eases in and takes a seat on the toilet. Dana peers at him expectantly.
I mean, do you think I wasn't scaring him bored too?
You asked me to marry you.
Yeah, because I wanted to marry you. But yeah, it's terrifying thinking I'm gonna spend the rest of my life comparing everybody else to you.
I know.
I mean, what happens in 6 months?
I don't think either one of us can say that it's gonna be perfect. But I can say that I love you. And I just want to live a life where we're always choosing each other. And I choose you.
She swallows hard and lowers her eyes.
If you let me.
Ben wears a tight smile as conflicting emotions play out on his face. Dana sets her hand on the rim of the tub.
Will you take a bath with me?
Light glints off her engagement ring. Ben smirks at her.
Will we have sex in it?
You know that doesn't work.
We're gonna fuck in this tub.
You're gonna get your elbows bonked. Oh no!
He climbs in fully clothed and they start kissing. At the teppanyaki restaurant, Dana and Ben sneak up to Allie and Pat's table.
Of course you can, honey.
Happy birthday!
Hi,
Anna. Happy
birthday. Hello, pretty.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Hi. Is that mine?
Nice to see you.
You too.
Guess what it is? It's a trench. Oh.
She got one for herself, too.
So. I did, but it's not matching, so we won't be dorks.
Maybe I should get one, too.
No, don't.
Yes. God.
What are you wearing?
This is what you call a fashion statement.
Those
you love
I love
suspenders.
It. She looks like an adorable Doug Henning.
I'm not saying they're not cute. I'm just saying people are going to assume that you have to pull your pants up because you're wearing a diaper.
I think they're adorable.
I think
it's a cute
so
diaper.
I'm taking this away from you.
A cocktail in a ceramic cap.
Oh, my God.
Slow down.
You've got to be kidding me right now.
Whoa. You didn't really just say that.
I've been waiting 6 months.
My God, you have to be kidding me right now. By then.
Hey.
Hi.
Happy birthday, Allie.
Thanks.
Alan joins them. He kisses his daughter's heads and gives Pat a smile.
Hi.
What, no gift?
It's parked outside.
Really?
You look great.
You look tired.
Is there something outside?
No, honey, it's a brand new horse and buggy.
Hey, be careful. It bucks.
Okay, I don't even get two presents out of this shit.
You are such a tiny asshole.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Long time.
Yeah.
Thanks for inviting me.
Pat nods with an uncomfortable smile as Alan takes a seat at the end of the table by Ben.
Well, Max, my man.
Hey, he's here.
He's like a family member.
Yeah.
Looking sharp.
He's my long-lost son.
We have the shrimp, right?
Can you, Max, can you put the shrimp on one side of the grill, not near the meat, because I'm developing a little allergy.
She's allergic to shrimp.
I am. It gets me flush.
Is that the stuff that's really hot?
Yeah.
Because I think that got me last time.
So what are you drinking, Allie?
That's a birthday drink.
Drink?
And you guys just let that happen?
Are you kidding?
Ladies, you remember when she went to jail, right?
What do you mean, she? What about you?
I was
you an accomplice?
I was a dingleberry on the situation.
Yeah,
I didn't even know what was happening.
She can't even handle her soda.
She's still kidding.
Mom says I'm a heavyweight.
Give her all the shrimp.
Cut to black. Credits. Directed by Gillian Robespierre. Screenplay by Elizabeth Holm and Gillian Robespierre. Story by Elizabeth Holm and Gillian Robespierre and Tom Bean. Produced by Elizabeth Holm PGA, Gigi Pritzker PGA, and Russell Levine. Executive producers Rachel Shane, Natalia Petrosova, Lee J. Wu, Chris Litton, Charlotte Ubin, Jenny Slate, and Gillian Robespierre. Co-producers Susan Labor and Stacy Kepler. Director of photography Chris Teague. Production designer Kelly McGeehy. Edited by Casey Brooks. Jenny Slate, Edie Falco, Abby Quinn, Jay Duplass, Finn Whitrock, and John Turturro. Marquise Rodriguez, India Menuez, Amy Carlson. Credits roll. Costume designer Elizabeth Vestola. Original music by Chris Bordeaux, Clyde Lawrence, and Jordan Cohen. Music supervisor Linda Cohen. Casting by Doug Abel, CSA, and Stephanie Holbrook, CSA. Just to help me trap the tears that I'll cry. Unit production manager Susan Labor. First assistant director Scott Lazar. Second assistant director Matthew Lake. Production supervisor Billy Mulligan. Co-producer Sophia Dilly. Associate producer Michael Tennant. Consulting editor Ann McCabe. Cast in order of appearance. Jenny Slate as Dana, Jay Duplass as Ben, Abby Quinn as Allie, John Turturro as Alan, Edie Falco as Pat, Ali Ahn as Sandra, Marquise Rodriguez as Jed, Jordan Carlos as Ravi, Finn Whitrock as Nate, India Menuez as Sophie, Charlotte Ubin as Allison, Roger Pefley as One Man Xylophone Kick Drum Band, Eric Tabak as Anthony, Rafaela Maloney as Claire, Noah Tully Sanderson as Arango, Amy Carlson as Carla, Ezra Barnes as Guest, Megan Byrne as Mom, Adam Enright as Tammy Faye Impersonator, Ian Jarvis as Silver Fox, Christine Sherrill as Jersey Redhead, Sam Freed as Mitch, Danny Hoke as Singles Mixer DJ, Spencer Granice as Dealer, Shabazz Ray as Cop Number 2. But there's someone who's torn it apart. Music. Higher Love, written and performed by Steve Winwood. Satellite Angel, written and performed by Chris Harford. Far Off Mother Earth, written and performed by Chris Harford. Tied Up, Sweep Mix, written by Mark Bell, performed by LFO. Black Sea, written and performed by Drexia. Musica do Carnaval, written by Antoine Olivier and Glaucus Lynx. Range Life, written by Stephen Malkmus, performed by Pavement. On the Bike, written by Roger Pefley, performed by Roger Human Being. On Fire, written by Lou Barlow, performed by Sebado. Mr. Rubicki, written by Abby Quinn and Gillian Robespierre, performed by Abby Quinn. Old Horror Music, written and performed by Alexander McCabe. Pressure Drop, written by Hibbert Frederick, performed by Toots and the Maytals. Down by the Water, written by Polly Jean Harvey, performed by PJ Harvey. Like the Weather, written by Natalie Merchant, performed by 10,000 Maniacs. Second Piece, written by Franco Tamponi. Two of Hearts, written by John Mitchell, Tim Green, and Sue Gatlin, performed by Stacy. Shaken, written and performed by Alexander McCabe. Swayin', written and performed by Alexander McCabe. Drivin' on Nine, written by Dom Leone and Steve Hickoff, performed by The Breeders. Happy Birthday, written by Mildred J. Hill and Patti Smith Hill. Gypsy Woman, written by Crystal Waters and Neil Conway, performed by Crystal Waters. Scarsdale, written and performed by Alexander McCabe. Dim All the Lights, written and performed by Donna Summer. Young Hearts Run Free, written by David Crawford, performed by Candy Station. All Alone, written by Irving Berlin, performed by Lenny Bruce. Fiesta Brasilia, written by Jeff Wilkinson. Sister, written and performed by Angel Olsen. Web in Front, written by Eric Bachman, Matthew Gentling, William Johnson, and Mark Price, performed by Archers of Loaf. Enlightenment, written by Jake Rusham. The First Cut is the Deepest, written by Cat Stevens, performed by Norma Frazier. Description by Caption Max, CaptionMax.com. The events, characters, and firms depicted in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to real persons, living or dead, or to actual firms is purely coincidental. Copyright 2017, Landline Films, LLC. All rights reserved.